What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we are going to go to the telephones. Lynn in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm here in Tampa. A little bit tense right now.
Yes.
But the Governor Scott has ordered free Wi-Fi throughout the state.
Well, that's a good thing for him to do as long as the infrastructure supporting it remains intact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the issue. I mean, there has to be electricity pumping in to all those routers and line amplifiers. So it's great that he's ordering the free Wi-Fi. I think that's a very good thing to do. The question is, will the physical infrastructure survive the onslaught of the storm? And I would say probably along that eastern shore of Florida, the answer is going to be no. I don't know what force winds those cell towers are designed to withstand. We could see a lot of those things come down.
Right. But at least he's showing good faith.
Yeah, it's a good idea. There's no question about that.
Okay, that's it.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Regarding police brutality, I was going to kind of just file this thought here, but it's coming up again. You're asking the same question. And I'm going to try to get through it, okay? Would it be possible? Now, and let me say first, Lady Claire helped me see something. Cause she said about a young man with schizophrenia and how he had been unfairly taken advantage of because he had this altered mental state
Yes.
due to his impairment. Okay, well, this is kind of the same thing. There was something, I have a way of when I want to see something more clearly, I draw pictures. That's how come I came up with Trump looking like a whale all the time and everything. Okay, I won't go into that anymore, but let me just say this. Would it be possible that psychotropic drugs affect a person's mental state, okay, and they put a brain in an altered state? Now, what
Yes.
I was going to say before is hypnosis by itself doesn't alter a person's better judgment. But from this altered state, would it be possible to control a mind and have it respond to a trigger? Now, trigger is the key word here, because I had drawn a picture of someone in a, can I go into that? That I drew a picture of someone in a airline's outfit of authority showing someone this gun, and I didn't understand how that fit in, but I'm writing about sleep, go to sleep, I still have it in my notes somewhere, but psychotropic drug. Okay, on the right psychotropic drug, when I looked at that gun, I thought, trigger, of course. There has to be a trigger. Now, those airline stewards that were up in the sky, being experimented with from this altered state, they were told what to respond to. And that's why they became wonky. We're thinking that the plane's going to crash and everything.
I'm getting a little lost here. Okay, first of all, let me back on up. The idea of finding the perfect psychotropic drug to render somebody open to suggestion, of course, was the goal of the MK Ultra program. And you're absolutely right. Under hypnosis, people really, contrary to what you've seen in movies, people can't mm-hmm. be ordered to cause themselves harm or do something that they're really morally opposed to. What will happen is they'll snap out of the trance. Okay, and that's as
yeah,
far
that's
as it goes.
Right.
Okay, but MK Ultra, was trying to find a combination of drugs and other stimulants, and they were using a lot of LSD. They had this bondage parlor out in San Francisco, where they were just had all these hookers that they'd recruited to work for the CIA, just drugging these men and doing all kinds of weird sex with them to try and see if they could get them into a state of total pliancy, where they would just spill any secret that they had, or they could be implanted with a suggestion like a Manchurian candidate. So far, it's never actually been documented to work. They've thrown a huge amount of money at it. When you talk about people in authority, getting brutal, it's probably better to ignore psychotropic drugs and go back and look at the Stanford Prison Experiment, which showed that when you have a group of people and you divide them into authority figure versus subjugated population, the authority figures tend to evolve toward more brutality, and the subjugated segment tend to evolve toward more meekness and submissiveness. And it seems to be something built into our human nature. In terms of some of these airline stewards behaving the way they are, they're just responding to the pressures they're being put under by management, which is deliberately overbooking airplanes so they will have no empty seats, and then the flight attendants are left to deal with the resulting confusion. And by the way, apparently that's a flight attendant who literally dragged a passenger off the plane by their hair. Nothing's going to happen to them. No charges filed. Still has the job, and so forth and so on. So a lot of this is being driven by the economic pressures.
It has nothing to do with some suggestion that they might receive under an altered state, mental state.
You don't think it has any
clout? When were these experiments, MK Ultra and all that? When were those?
Well, you can run a web search on it. It went on for like a decade, more than that. Oh. In fact, it dates back almost to the end. It almost dates back to the end of World War II, because the MK and MK Ultra were the initials of the German mind control program.
Okay.
And so they just said, we're going to take the Nazi MK and we're going to improve it, so we're going to call it MK Ultra, and that's where that came from. And
one quick question. Do you think that whole program went underground, kind of like remote viewing, which is what I do? Do you think the whole thing went underground where, this could be too hot, we might need to use this, we don't want people to know too much about it? They've done it with other things. I was thinking of it today, something, things they take underground. Oh, the weather modification. We had that in the late 50s,
okay,
early
Sherry,
60s.
Sherry. Okay, let's stay back on our primary topic here and not go off into la-la land here.
Thank you very much.
We're going to let you go there. I mean, when we start talking about weather modification and all the rest of that stuff, I know I'm wasting my time and bandwidth here. As far as MK Ultra, basically, an incoming director of the CIA found out about the program, especially that bit about the bondage parlor out in San Francisco. They ran that for 9 years, and they got zero results with it. In fact, the only thing MK Ultra really managed to do was popularize the use of LSD as a recreational drug during the 60s. So the funding was basically pulled. And yes, the CIA will get into things like psychic research and remote viewing. In fact, there's a study, interesting little story, where the U.S. government leaked out a classified, nudge, nudge, wink, wink document about the amazing success the CIA was having with psychic experiments. And this, in turn, tricked the Soviet Union into launching their own program of psychic research and just pouring millions and millions and millions of rubles into something that everybody knew wasn't going to work. And it was just a huge waste of their time and the money. That was the whole point of it. It was a gigantic bluff to send the Soviets down a path that everybody knew was going to be non-productive. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to the news here. Getting back to the issue of election fraud, apparently they have done a survey of the election from last November 8th up in New Hampshire, my home state, Granite Stater, and apparently they found over 6,000 individuals had used out-of-state driver's licenses to vote, claiming that they had just moved there. And apparently they're saying that there are 5,000, almost 6,000 out-of-state voters is what tipped New Hampshire to Hillary from Trump. That's how narrow it was. Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire because a bunch of people from out-of-state came on in and were able to register and vote. It is totally, totally out of control. It is a national disgrace. It is a scandal. And something needs to be done. Somebody wrote on in and reminded me that in an emergency, you do not need a license to use a high-powered radio in an emergency, which is good to know. Basically, it's part of the required learning to get a ham license. I do not have a ham license. I'm thinking about getting one, like I need another hobby at my age. But apparently, you can just go ahead and use a high-powered radio if it's a real emergency. And again, please follow the etiquette of the radio. Get your message across as quickly as possible, and then clear the channel so other people can use it. Now, what I have discovered here, at least in Hawaii, is that because everybody has cell phones now, the volume of traffic on the bands reserved for handheld walkie-talkie-style radios has really, really declined. Most of them are being used for business applications. All right. Now, let's go to the phones again. Yvonne in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Okay. I noticed yesterday you had a caller on your show, and he was talking about how having borders is akin to slavery. And he was using the word slavery, and I've heard that talking point before from that guy Kokesh, that guy Adam Kokesh, who I thought he was a CIA plant, but whatever. And I noticed that I was listening to somebody on YouTube, and they were critiquing CNN, and they were showing all these crazy videos about what they're claiming in regards to the DACA program. And I noticed that they keep using the word hostage in regards to Trump's policies, and they say that Trump wants to use them as a bargaining chip, and then they move to the word hostage. Trump is taking them hostage. And, doesn't slavery, slaves and hostages are the opposite of people that cross into the border. This is the opposite. A guy that breaks into your house is the opposite of somebody who you've kidnapped, taken hostage, and treated as a slave. But
that, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. CNN is out there. They don't even report the news anymore. They are just throwing the weighted buzzwords at you to provoke an emotional response against Donald Trump. And this is the reason why CNN's ratings are just falling like crazy, because people go to news channels to get the news, not to just have politically weighted, psychologically weighted words thrown at them. No, Donald Trump is not holding these kids hostage. They're still running around the inside of the United States of America doing whatever it is that they're doing. And all Donald Trump did was undo Barack Obama's illegal executive order altering the immigration laws. And he's giving Congress 6 months to actually legislate a new system in its place. And so this hue and cry over DACA, they've just seized on it as another way to try and demonize Donald Trump. And by the way, it's not working, because Donald Trump's approval ratings are going up.
I think they're going up, too. I notice people from social media or on Facebook, people I think are more honest for some reason when they're behind, a keyboard. And they seem to not be criticizing him, the leftist friends that I have. But I don't know if it's because I'm a woman or what, but I'm listening to CNN. It's literally, they're scaring me, because I keep thinking of Winston, when they just grabbed him and they were torturing him. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're that crazy. Like, it's scary, but it's good to know that his approval ratings are going up.
Well, again, that's the job of the corporate media, to just wave these imaginary hobgoblins at you to scare you into doing what the government or some corporation wants you to do. But it's not working anymore in the age of the internet and the independent media. They've lost the monopoly on what people know. They're no longer firmly in control of what Americans are thinking. And especially after that debacle over Saddam's nuclear weapons, the American people are now very skeptical. And that's a good quality to have in this day and age. A skeptical people are a free people. Those who believe in what they're told, those are the slaves.
Right. That's right. Yeah, and the Saddam talking point is a very, very good one, because that's always what I use to shut people down. Whenever they try to say, oh, well, I heard blah, 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 I'll always say, oh, from CNN, the ones that said Saddam had WMDs, and that's it. That's how you shut people down.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. I mean, you know, you're out there resorting to authority, and you'll just say, you know, you don't know yourself. You've never met Kim Jong-un. You don't know what he's like. All you have is a description given to you by the same people who told you Assad gassed his own people at Idlib or whatever else.
Right.
But yeah, the Saddam's nuke, that is a very, very powerful hammer to simply say you're still relying on the people who lied to you about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons. Okay, do you know the word gullible is not in the dictionary, is usually how I will end that up.
It's not? I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Oh, you got me. And I tell people to watch All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. And I got to tell you, that is a very, very, very really powerful documentary. I mean, people just are like, whoa, seriously, after they hear it.
Zane Henry did a fabulous job producing that from my soundtrack. But again, the actual article for it, which is in that permanent gray box index at the top, there's a lot more information in there. And I'm constantly adding new information into that article as well, stuff that is not in either of the two versions of the video that Zane Henry did. Anyway, Yvonne, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry. I want to take you back a little bit to this. These mind-altering drugs, these antidepressants and whatnot. A couple of days ago, there was a write-up on the Canadian States, the Canadian propaganda website CBC, about finding antidepressants in the fish in the Niagara River. And of course, the Niagara River.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah. And I read it, and you know what they didn't say? That if we're drinking that water, we're getting it too. I mean, obviously the fish will have a greater exposure because they're living in this cesspool, but what about the rest of us? And, you know, they don't even mention it.
That's a major, major problem. In our over-medicated societies, you'll take a prescription medication, and you'll go to the bathroom, and then that waste will go to the waste treatment plant, and it'll recirculate back to the drinking water system. But there's nothing in the waste treatment plant that can deal with pharmaceuticals. And so when you're filling up your glass from the tap, you're getting trace amounts, small amounts, of medications, huge numbers of medications, many of which are probably not appropriate for your current medical condition. And yes, antidepressants are a big part of it. 20% of Americans are on antidepressants. And so it would be expected that if unless you're getting your water from an aquifer or a well, that you're going to have detectable amounts of these antidepressants inside your tap water. And we know that for a certain susceptible segment of society, these medications can trip off aberrant behavior, violence against oneself, violence against others. We did a correlation between the penetration of these drugs into the marketplace along with the rise of incidents of domestic violence. They correlate. I'm looking at the same data now for road rage incidents, and I'm beginning to see a correlation there as well. And it really is a problem. And the pharmaceutical companies are making huge amounts of money selling these pills to the people and not realizing that ultimately every single prescription is being shared by every single American with a city water supply.
And those are just the pharmaceuticals. Now, if you look at farming and all these pesticides and herbicides that go in on these plants, they go onto the ground, they go in, down into the groundwater, they end up in aquifers, and you just pointed out, they end up in people's wells, they go into the lakes, brooks, they go into the brooks and streams, they end up down the creeks, into the lakes, into the river, and finally into the ocean. We're killing ourselves. I mean, global warming, if you believe in that nonsense of global warming, it's nothing compared to what we're doing to
You're
ourselves.
You're absolutely right.
You know,
okay,
with all the stuff that we're not even thinking about.
Al,
thank you.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
We've got to take a break for commercials. I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more about this. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Al in Canada, and we're talking with him about what is one of the major problems facing our population in terms of our health, and that is this over-prescription prescribing of medications that go through the patient, into the sewer system, into the waste treatment plant, water reclamation plant, and comes right back out the faucets in everybody's home. And when you look at medications like prescription antidepressants, where one-fifth of all Americans are on these things, you realize it's not a negligible amount of contamination coming out of that faucet. And the government is not going to address it because pharmaceutical companies are making huge amounts of money. They're very generous political campaign supporters. They don't want anything to disturb their profit-making, which is why you get no action whatsoever on vaccine safety issues. Congress actually held hearings on this link between SSRIs and violent behavior and decided at the end there's nothing we can do about it. So if they can't do anything about it and they can't make political hay out of it, it's just simply not important. Let's go talk about how you humans are warming the earth because you can't really tell if we succeed or not when we take your money away and impose new rules on you. So that's how that thing actually works. But we're seeing this incredible recklessness And again, this is an aspect you find in fascist economic dictatorships where corporations are just allowed to sell products that may not be safe, may actually be harmful. They're allowed to basically pollute the environment. And yes, with the pharmaceuticals, it's an indirect pollution, but it's still happening. And you don't see any of the environmentalists talking about it. But there's a huge problem out there.
Well, even the environmentalists, Mike, they don't talk about all the other toxins that we're pumping into the, not only the air, but mostly the ground, especially the farming industry. And I'm not pointing a finger at farming. I'm pointing a finger at the people that are making these chemicals. And on top of that, you know, in Canada, especially right around where I live, there's like an effort for the government to get us on this GMO bandwagon when we already know that Monsanto has created, you know, their Frankenstein corn to be so tough that it's not even edible. It's not even fit for human consumption. And the reason why they have to do that is because they're pushing this glyphosate, the Roundup crapola. And, you know, where does that end up? It ends up in the groundwater. It ends up in the streams. It ends up in the creeks. It ends up in the rivers. It ends up in the lakes. It ends up all the way into the ocean. And then they,
and
you know,
it's a probable
wonder
carcinogen.
Why all of these things are happening. Cancer's through the roof. It's
well,
cancer rates have quadrupled.
Somebody did a study and basically said that half of all cancers can be directly traced back to some environmental contaminant, that it's not always the patient's fault that they've come down with cancer. We live in a cancer-causing environment, which is an artifact of our particular political economic system.
That's an absolute fact. I've been saying this for years and years, that cancer is environmental. It doesn't matter whether it came from the air or from the water or from the food. We're ingesting everything, every dirty little piece of something that we have manufactured. We are now getting it back. We're taking it in.
Of course we are. Of course we are.
And we're killing ourselves.
You know, now, you know all these mummies of the pharaohs and the Peruvian mummies and all these people who bob up to the top of the peat bogs in Great Britain, all these ancient bodies, they're finding the Iceman, and they've been studying them.
Yep.
They don't find cancers in these ancient bodies. It's a new scourge, and it just seems to have come about just over the last 100 years or so. And yes, the rates are skyrocketing. And it does seem to be very much linked to some of the side effects of our modern technology. Exposure to petrochemicals can cause cancer. Benzene is a good one. Benzene can lead directly to leukemia. And again, in our country, as long as it's making money, we don't touch it. We don't interfere with it.
Well, that's the whole cycle of life, right?
Yeah.
Let's just go out and take some cash and all the poor suckers, you know, pay for it. But the very simple reality is, how long does this stuff take to break down? Does it break down?
I think for the glyphosate, it's something like 60 years. But I'm not sure about that. I'll take a look. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go.
Thank you.
Break for commercials. Got another caller waiting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
body. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I did a little digging during the commercial break here, and it turns out the half-life of glyphosate in soil ranges between just 2 and 197 days. They're saying 47 days is considered a good half-life. After that, half the glyphosate will have decomposed, and apparently soil conditions have a lot to do with it. And I quite by accident stumbled across this article over in San Francisco Gate in their home guides that says basically Roundup is neutralized by water. Basically it says positive ions of iron, magnesium, calciums, and sodiums tie up the glyphosate molecule and render it chemically inactive, and these minerals are available in ordinary tap water. So whatever they put the Roundup in, there's no water in there. So if we're worried about glyphosate getting into the groundwater, once it's in the groundwater, it's going to be inactive, and we're not going to have to worry about it anymore. That's a little bit of good news. My concern is that they're spraying glyphosate on produce to make it last longer in the supermarket. They're spraying it on women's feminine hygiene. products. And again, the World Health Organization has declared it a probable carcinogen. And apparently Monsanto is being sued by class action suit by professional gardeners and farmers who are exposed to the glyphosate. They're spraying the Roundup. Some of it gets on their skin, gets in there, causes all kinds of problems. Okay, let's take a phone call from Fred in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, much is on my mind. Angela Merkel of Germany, whom I would describe as the ultimate evil for the German people, the answer to that would have to be a woman by the name of Ursula Haverbeck. Have you ever heard of Ursula Haverbeck? A brilliant German. Okay. So Ursula Haverbeck set out, to prove that these Holocaust deniers were, wacko nut jobs. And she ended up producing scientifically, mathematically, evidentiary proof that the 6 million Holocaust was actually a whole hoax. Affair. And so the German government said, well, that's sedition pursuant to Holocaust denial. We're going to put you away in prison. And I thought she got an 11-year sentence. She's 88 years young. And it's on YouTube. I discovered this on YouTube. Okay, so I would admonish your German listeners to do whatever they can to initiate a campaign to enlist, nominate Ursula Haverbeck as the ultimate alternative to this New World Order communitarian freakazoid Angela Merkel. And by the way, on RBM's homepage, Mike, I don't know if you ever checked it out. There's a subject matter called communitarianism. First things first. Lark on communitarianism. What is communitarianism? What is communitarian? Mike, it explains so much, if not everything, being a sort of like an international secret society dictatorship, which I saw a YouTube presentation called Fabian Society, Communitarianism, a New World Order. It's astonishing. It's only about a 6-minute presentation, but it's really, really amazing. Now, Mike, have you ever heard of an amazing science journal called Nexus out of Australia? A guy by the name of Marcus Allen from UK?
No, I have not.
I had a subscription, Mike, back in the late 90s, and they did an astonishing edition, probably several, actually, where they profiled brilliant inventors like Stan Meyer and this guy Al Caggiano, an HVAC specialist out of Boston, who actually patented a really super advanced condenser for air conditioners. And he got to contemplating, the problem with internal combustion efficiency is the fact that...
Okay, Fred, you're kind of jumping all over the place from topic to topic. I need you to kind of follow a straight line, because we started out talking about Angela Merkel, and now we're talking about air conditioning.
I'm getting into energy here with internal combustion, because this is monumental, okay? And the guy's name is Al Caggiano. The invention is called Fuel Implosion Vaporization System. I did was do a voice search for that on YouTube, Fuel Implosion Vaporization System, because I connected with this guy, and here's what he did. And he had Senator John Kerry, who rode in all of his vehicles. He had a 86 Mercedes diesel, full-size Mercedes 86, 162 miles per gallon with... Mm-hmm. The Fuel Implosion Vaporization System. There are three other vehicles, real high mileage. Okay, so Senator Kerry goes to the Senate Energy Committee, and they told Senator Kerry to get lost, go fly a kite. Well, there's a woman now that you can check out. I hope you'll do this at your earliest convenience, Mike, because she has collated historic, documented inventors who applied for patents and were summarily rejected. Some of them died. Some of them went to prison. Her website is called Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Angel Babe 43.wordpress.com. Angel Babe 43.wordpress.com. Mike, please, and I admonish everyone in the audience, go there and review it. You could do a year's worth.
Okay. Fred, I have to cut you off here right now because I just went to that website and all of my security systems lit up saying it's trying to plant malware. So listeners, do not go to that website. Apparently, it's a trap. Fred, I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have heard throughout the years all these claims that there's a magic carburetor that's been suppressed, that there's this and there's that. And maybe, maybe not. But at this day and age, even the oil companies are having to accept the fact that we are starting to run out of oil. Now, they're still in control of all of it. But obviously, if there were a high mileage car that could get 150 miles per gallon, they would be in favor of it. They would simply run up the price on gasoline so they were still making the same profit, selling less product. It would be in their interests in this world, in this age of dwindling oil supplies, to allow high-mileage cars to be developed. So we've seen so many of these claims made, and they never really pencil out, so we have to be very, very skeptical of these kind of things here. Now, getting on back to the news here, latest update on the hurricane track. For Hurricane Irma, sadly, the predicted track is now shifting west again, back onto the main part of Florida. I was holding out hope that it was going to shift a little further east and get the eye of the storm out totally over the ocean, but now the latest track has the eye moving up the eastern part of Florida, but definitely on land. So everybody's, again, if you're in Florida, or for that matter, Georgia, if you're in the path of one of these storms, if you haven't started prepping already, you are already too late. The stores are emptying out of everything. Now, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos announced today that the Department of Education is going to review the Obama-era guidance on campus sexual assault, citing concerns that the current policy denies due process to individuals accused. And already she is under attack by all the feminists and the liberals. How can you do that? You're going to trigger a new rape crisis. I remember back in the 1990s when they were pushing the militant feminist agenda on us all, where they were trying to redefine sexual assault down to such things as trying to hold a woman's hand without her permission. And the benefit of the doubt was always given to the women, and a lot of innocent men were sent to jail for crimes they never actually committed. And so, yeah, due process is what protects people from vindictive or simply hallucinatory accusers, and you can't take that away. Now, we all know that certain crimes like rape are already illegal, and you don't need to have additional laws on the campus to deal with that. If you want to stop sexual assaults, one of the first things you need to do is close those borders, because those refugees coming on in are responsible for a huge amount of it over there in Europe. Now, getting on back to Imran Awan and the Debbie Wasserman Schultz scandal, there's been a new development. As you know, investigators and prosecutors have this laptop that supposedly belonged to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and she has been fighting tooth and nail to keep people from examining it. She even went so far as to literally threaten the budget of the D.C. police, that if they examined the laptop, she was going to make sure their budget was slashed. And apparently it is now coming out that Imran Awan may have created that laptop and a letter to prosecutors, a letter to the U.S. attorney, and left them to be found by the police as his insurance policy against his winding up in Fort Marcy Park. So that laptop, whatever's on there, it is very, very hot. That's the latest claim coming on out from there. Let's take another phone call. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think we ought to give Al Gore credit for keeping us safe from Man Pear Pig. You know,
yes.
You've seen that episode of South Park.
Everybody has. Everybody
the thing
has.
I think we need to be clear to people is what I have a problem with. And one thing, you've ever seen the TV, actually I think it's on YouTube, is Adam Ruins Everything. And I saw an episode where he went through and did retractions about, well, we were wrong about this and we made a mistake about that. And I think that's commendable. And he's saying, hey, good, you showed us, you showed the point, we want to encourage critical thinking. And then I saw an episode about global warming and I'm like, I'd like for you to do when they say the debate is over, well, somehow I missed it. Let's step back and have a real debate where you don't get to choose who is on the other side saying, hold on a minute. You keep propping up this conjecture that this problem is androgenic, that this, you know, it's like, excuse me, this is not a legitimate conclusion. And if your conclusion is legitimate, then it will withstand scrutiny. And if you can't handle an honest debate, don't tell me that I'm the denier. The only thing I deny is that you legitimately know something without due critical thinking and examination. By the way, one gentle word of correction, the word belief means that which is held to be true. I understand to you it has a connotation of people uncritically accepting things, and I understand that. And I am solidly against people accepting things without examination. The Bereans were commended because they examined the scriptures daily to see if what Paul said was true. And one thing I can't stand is sycophants accepting things without testing them out for themselves. So I understand where you're coming from. I agree you have a legitimate concern. But our concern is this global warming thing is just as fraudulent as the so-called war on terror, where we're bombing the crap out of countries that we're doing nothing to threaten or harm us. I'm sure you're in agreement on that point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely on that. And The only threat from these other countries is they didn't want to run their economies for the benefit of American corporations. That's why they're being attacked.
And the petrodollar is definitely a recurring trend in countries we've attacked, because Libya left the petrodollar, Syria left the petrodollar, Iran left the petrodollar. Look at this recurring trend of the petrodollar being left, and then we attack them. And we always have this official narrative. And the thing I said to Barry Lauterman, I don't know if I told you this before, I told him, and I called God as my witness, if all along the Taliban was right when they said, this evidence you gave us does not prove that bin Laden caused 9/11, then the real terrorists are the people that lied to us. And, you know, that's the thing is that I respect your point of view about how people have abused religion, and I'm 100%, 200% with you that people should not abuse their religion as a means of manipulating and controlling others. Legitimate religion is about self-control, about self-examination, not imposing one's beliefs on other people without due examination and gentle persuasion, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing.
I don't have a problem with people being religious. It's only when they use that religion to implement what I consider to be an evil agenda, like the pedophile sexual abuse, that they're going to get some resistance from me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I try to get across to people, is that Revelation 19:11, it is written of Christ, justly he judges and makes war. Well, if Christ judges righteously and wages war legitimately, what do you expect of the counterfeit? It's going to judge and wage war based on lies. And how dare you, you know, not say that we have a right to rule Afghanistan? Well, because might makes right is their unstated premise. And it's like calling people insurgents based on the idea that they don't have just as much right to defend their homeland as we have to defend ours, right? Anyway, I best be going. You have a blessed day, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And I'm looking at a press release right now from architects and engineers from 9/11 Truth, and apparently they're having a meeting at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on September 11th, which is next Monday, the anniversary of 9/11. Announcing the Bobby McIlvaine World Trade Center Investigation Act, which is named from one of the people who died in the World Trade Center. And that individual's father and Richard Gage are holding this press conference to call for this legislation, which would empanel a select committee in either chamber of Congress to reinvestigate the destruction of the World Trade Center towers. Will never happen. Everybody knows what was going on 9/11, and they're no more going to have an honest investigation of 9/11 than they will have an honest investigation of CIA drug running throughout the years. But good that they're still out there. Congratulations to Richard Gage. I had the distinct pleasure and honor of meeting him during that 10th anniversary symposium on 9/11. So Monday, we're going to be talking about this a lot. We're going to be talking about this a lot here. Okay, getting on back to computers, a lot of people are starting to really be concerned over just how Google is starting to throw their weight around and use their position to basically bully their way through. And apparently, well, I'm going to tell you when we come back from these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about how Google, and for that matter, all of these social media giants, are starting to just throw their weight around and presume to decide what we should all see, hear, and read. And more than that, to use their influence to try and crush negative reporting on their behavior. They're getting really a bit of a bully. Now, last month, former Forbes writer Kashmir Hill published an article on Gizmodo discussing an experience she had with Google a few years back, whereby the search engine giant censored an article that was critical of the way in which the company operates. And Hill described this meeting she attended with Google salespeople regarding Google's social media network, Plus. And the salespeople were trying to get Forbes to add a plus one social button to their website, which is similar to the like button on Facebook. And they told Hill that adding the plus one button was important because the presence would play a significant role on how much traffic would be directed to the site. Then apparently when they got wind of this article coming on out, Google put pressure on Forbes, threatening to de-emphasize them in the search results, and Forbes caved in and pulled the story. Now, when you have any entity that has got enough political clout to silence criticism for their behavior, you have to ask, are they a benefit to society or have they become a problem? And so it's not too surprising that we're seeing an article like this one in Government Slaves asking, is it time to break up the social media giants using antitrust laws? And yes, I believe it really is. Now, originally in this country, when newspapers really started to take off, there were laws that limited how much media any one individual could own in order to preserve a diversity of opinion. Now, because corporate media has become the handmaiden of the government propagandists, those laws have been rescinded, which has allowed massive amounts of consolidation to the point where basically most of the newspapers, TV, radio in this country are under the control of just about a dozen people, all of whom have deep financial and political ties to the current establishment. And we are seeing there is no diversity of opinion. Every day on this show, every day on my website, you will see stories the corporate media simply will not touch because they don't think you should know. And now we're seeing the social media giants, Google, Facebook, YouTube, so forth, behaving exactly the same way. We need to break up the social media giants. We need to break up the corporate media to get back to a preservation of a diversity of opinion so that everybody can read several different versions of the same news story and decide for themselves what makes sense. Thomas Jefferson once said, "The highest duty of every American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices." But if all you do is watch TV news, you're not fully informed. You're propagandized, you're not fully informed. Because these corporate TV news shows are a gigantic lie. They're telling you that you're informed, but they're not informing you. They're telling you only what they think will get you to decide of your own free will what they want you to think. There's the music. It's time to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stabmiller's program. He's got some great guests lined up for the show here. Please take what you learn on this radio show, what you learn from the website, share them with everybody that you know. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540.
That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.